Welcome back to Inside Flicks. On this episode, we're going to review the 2014 film by Kevin Smith, the horror comedy Tusk.
Good evening.
It's nice to meet you.
Could I interest you in some tea?
So what happened after the boat sank?
I was alone, and then something very swift and frightening moved by me.
A walrus saved your life?
The walrus is far more evolved than any man I've ever known.
Would you? There.
Why are you doing this?
Are you really mourning your humanity?
I'm so scared. This guy wants to turn me into an animal or something. I don't want to die in Canada.
So we're back, and I'm your host, Mike, and I'm here with Rich and Raymond. Say hello, guys.
Hello,
Raymond. He's in the back there, and we're going to review Tusk, the Kevin Smith horror comedy from what year, Rich?
2014.
So this stars Justin Long. He plays Wallace, an obnoxious, smug podcaster living in Los Angeles. After setting up an exclusive interview with a viral video star, he finds himself flying to Canada for the weekend, but things don't go as planned. His trip takes a very dark turn when Wallace sets up a new interview, this time with Howard Howe, played by the late great character actor Michael Parks. Howe is a retired Navy officer in a wheelchair who claims to have unbelievable stories to share. One story includes him being shipwrecked and then rescued by a walrus named Mr. Tusk. From that point on, things go off the rails pretty fast. Rich, I'm thinking you don't like this movie. I want to give me your opinion, your review.
You thought right.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say this. Did you see Yoga Hosers?
No.
Okay.
Thanks to this, I don't think I'm going to.
Which is a spinoff of this movie. Okay. So you didn't like it at all?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Okay, Raymond, you saw this movie in theaters.
Yeah, I saw this in theaters back when it came out.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it since then, but I always thought it was really just interesting, the whole concept of how this movie even was born.
I know, there was like...
It was basically just a joke on their podcast, and he was trying to prove like how easy it is to like write a movie to kind of inspire people to get off their asses and just start writing. He just wrote a script on the air, basically. This is how easy it is, and they were just joking around.
It was Kevin Smith and his producer, Scott Mosier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they came up with this thing, and then they just... It's really just a joke of a movie.
And it was based on some kind of viral video ad or something, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. An ad of someone that was looking for someone to live rent-free in their house, but they would have to, like, dress up as a walrus.
Yeah. What's your opinion? What you thought of this movie?
I think the movie has a lot of flaws, but for what it is... I like it. I think they made this stupid thing the best movie it could possibly be, and I think it works as like a kind of like a direct to DVD horror movie.
And then,
too many monologues.
Yeah. And when you rewatched the film, you had the same kind of reaction when the first time you saw it in theaters?
Yeah, except the issues I had with it, they bothered me less because I just knew they were, you know, I knew what to expect, okay. I guess.
Yeah, I kind of, I'll say this. It's probably Kevin Smith's best looking film.
Oh.
It has the cinematographer, James Laxton.
Right.
He is terrific. He is also...
Cinematographer of Moonlight.
Yeah, it's by bizarre coincidence. He is Barry Jenkins' cinematographer.
And right.
Who got nominated for Moonlight and also did If Beale Street Could Talk. But this guy is a really terrific cinematographer. And, you know, I have to believe that this was a low-budget movie.
Has he done anything recently?
Well, I mean, he did the
If Beale Street Could Talk. Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, after that.
He did Yoga Hosers also. So
he didn't do anything.
But you know what?
He didn't do anything this year?
But you know what? I mean, this movie came out from A24, and they're the same company that did Moonlight and if Beale Street could talk, I believe also, yeah.
No, I think that was Anna.
Yes, yes.
Is it
correct?
Okay. Well, I know.
Well, it's Plan B.
Well, so. Whatever. I mean, it's a good looking film.
Yeah.
It's a good looking film.
But I'm just saying they might have hired him. That's all.
Yeah, it's weird. It's this is weird because
no, I think Kevin Smith did hire him because he did the cinematography for in 2012 for a comedy called for a Good Time Call.
Okay.
And Kevin Smith was in that, and Kevin Smith was in that movie, and I'm pretty sure that that's probably where they met. And yeah, and he's also done a lot of these horror comedies. Like I don't know if you remember that movie with the actor from Children's Hospital called Bad Milo about this.
Oh, yeah.
Monster that yeah, yeah. Like, would lived out of someone's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the cinematography for that movie.
Oh,
so I mean, this is kind of like this type of stuff he was doing already.
So it's more bizarre that he is actually Barry Jenkins cinematographer.
I mean, A24 just kind of, I guess, opened the doors for him, right? I mean,
I guess so, yeah.
Tusk led to Moonlight.
Yeah, I know, and an Oscar nomination.
Well, he also did Yoga Hosers too, so.
Yeah, and I thought that was I saw Yoga Hosers, and I thought that was a really beautiful looking movie, despite that it's an awful movie. But this is a torture horror. This is a hostage horror. It's also mixed with absurdist comedy, and it doesn't really.
It's Kevin Smith's version of it because it's got his sense of humor, and it's got I like to think of it as like a Kevin Smith's version of like an Eli Roth movie.
Yeah, and
but with like a lot of monologues.
Yeah, and I don't think it makes well. I don't think it goes those
it's,
two.
It's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Look, part of me found this movie somewhat fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And it was somewhat engrossing, but the other part wants to choke that part of me until I'm blue in the face. You know, so it's a look. The horror elements in this movie worked, but the comedy bits are a complete disaster. It was just really unfunny. It's an unfunny movie.
I don't think the horror parts worked either.
I think it did. I think it was very eerie. It was fascinating, you know. But
fascinating, I'll give you
that. I like the horror elements. I agree. The comedy in here is bad.
Yeah, and that ain't bad. It's awful. It's god awful.
Yeah, you know what?
It's Eli Roth comedy.
I don't like Eli Roth's comedy either. I mean, the Cabin Fever.
No, but
stuff.
I mean that's kind of what he's doing here.
I guess, but. The funny bits in Cabin Fever just doesn't work, and the same goes with this movie. And
this reminded me of the humor in Knock Knock. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see that.
Keanu Reeves.
I didn't see it. I didn't realize that was a comedy. Also,
it's a dark comedy.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I don't want to check that out.
Yeah. Well, it's a similar tone to this movie.
Oh. Yeah, like I said, this is not. I think the horror aspects work well. I think the first part works, but then it goes off the rails. And when a certain character comes in, a French detective played by a certain person, we won't spoil it just yet. But yeah, it's pretty bizarre. It's just bad. It's bad. It's bad. So part of me kind of wanted to dig it, but I have to be realistic and say this is a really awful movie. It's a disaster.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a Kevin Smith fan. I'm one of the only persons who actually went to go see Mallrats in theaters opening weekend.
And he also went to Chasing Amy, too, right?
Right, Chasing Amy in the limited release, yeah. And, wow, this movie.
And I think we all went to see Dogma together, right?
I think so. At least,
yeah, I think
early enough, yeah. I mean,
Raymond was there, right?
No.
No?
Okay. No? Okay. But this movie, my biggest pet peeve in any movie is fake laughter.
And
they started off with that stupid podcast.
Oh, the podcast. Meeting,
with that laughter. Oh, my God. I got thrown off so quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can't stand it. And Justin Long, I kind of like him in other movies. I loved him in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah, but he didn't fit in this movie.
Oh, my God. With that Burt Reynolds haircut, mustache.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that look, but
yeah, no. It's so ridiculous. It's so my God. Mm-hmm. So
no, I didn't particularly like.
No. I mean his persona in this movie.
Yeah,
he was trying to do a Burt Reynolds impression.
I think I get what Kevin Smith was trying to do, though. He was trying to do what a lot of these movies when they have asshole characters, they try to get the most likable actor possible.
He was telling him to do Burt Reynolds.
I actually agree with you. I think his character is probably one of the worst aspects of the movie.
And he's
like, I didn't mind. I don't mind.
Yeah, to start off,
I don't mind Haley Joel Osment though. I think Haley Joel Osment's pretty good.
And I like the girl.
Genesis Rodriguez. I think she's fantastic in this movie.
Yeah,
actually.
She has nothing. Kevin Smith didn't give her anything to do, but she really played it really smart, and it was a really bad developed character. I mean, it was really nothing for her to do in this movie. It's kind of a throwaway character, but she kind of brings some charisma to it. Michael Parks is really good. He's always good. I mean, Michael Parks is just great character actor. Like you said, Raymond, Haley Joel Osment is kind of likable in this. I mean, he doesn't really do much in this movie. Once we get to that one character,
I feel like this movie, a big part of this movie was just an excuse for Michael Parks to deliver a lot of monologues.
Yeah.
I think he delivered all of them really well.
Yeah, he did. And,
It is a shame that Michael Parks, I mean,
he didn't get more
recognition from anything
from other directors.
Yeah, especially since after Kill Bill, this is the movie that saved him from, you know.
Well, I don't know if it saved him from anything, but
he did have a total appreciation to Kevin Smith for doing this movie.
Well, I mean, he put him in Red State.
Yeah, that was before this. Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I think the characters, the side characters, are just like not developed. Even the main characters are not developed. I mean, the only thing I could say is that it looks really, really good. It was, stylistically, it was pretty cool, you know. And the set design was pretty cool. But some of the creature effects was kind of, I don't know, I guess it was okay.
I didn't mind that too much.
It made sense, I guess.
They should have been maybe lit a little darker or something.
On that viral video. Should have been.
Oh, yeah.
That
was pretty bad. Yeah.
But, I mean, it is a low-budget movie, but...
How low can you go?
But I think once we get to a certain person who is introduced, a French-Canadian detective played by a certain famous guy... Who they don't.
The movie becomes a full comedy.
Becomes not even a full comedy. It becomes like an abstract, absurdist disaster. It's just like, what the hell is going on here?
And what is he doing in this movie?
The main star in the movie. Mm-hmm. Should we just mention it? Because, you know, it's kind of known. If no one wants to hear. If you haven't,
we're going to spoilers right now.
Let's go spoil it. Let's just spoil it. Because I think it's well known. It's Johnny Depp.
Right.
And I think the only reason he is attached to... He's also in Yoga Hosers, I should say. And I think the only...
He's actually one of the stars of Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, he's much more... He's actually much more in...
Oh, that's sad.
He has more bigger part in Yoga Hosers. And, you know, the story is that Kevin Smith's daughter... What's her name? Harley Quinn Smith?
Right.
She is best friends with Johnny Depp's daughter.
At least at the time, yeah.
What's her name? Johnny Depp's daughter?
Lily Rose.
Lily Rose Depp. And they played the clerks in this movie. That mm-hmm. It's also the stars of Yoga Hosers. And I think that's how they got connected. And it's just a strange appearance to see Johnny Depp in this thing. When the first half of the movie was a totally stark horror movie. And the second half was this just a completely tone shift that doesn't work at all.
All right. By the time the big reveal of Justin Long becoming a walrus or whatever.
Well, the idea that Michael Parks is obsessed with this walrus, this story about how he was rescued by a walrus, Mr. Tusk. And
we're already in spoilers. So yeah. They have to already seen it by now, whatever. Okay. So when Justin Long is revealed as the walrus, I paused the movie and I saw... 40 minutes, at least 40 minutes left.
Yeah, it was half the movie. Yeah.
Oh my god! We got 40 minutes of this still, and I was ready to leave
But I go, man, we got to review this. I got to sit here and watch it.
Yeah,
but thank God Johnny Depp showed up.
Well, I mean, why? He didn't make it better.
No, to me, he did. I mean, at least I could watch something of the train wreck he's in.
Oh, really? So you didn't even like the horror stuff in this movie?
No, oh. Not at all. I mean, I hated this movie from the beginning. To establish a movie, a horror movie, you have to care for the character.
Yes.
That, I mean, Justin Long, he's the one who's going to be in the turmoil. You got to establish a character that you got to care for.
Yeah.
I didn't care if he died. I didn't care if he got tortured. I hated the guy, too. Go ahead.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but I understand what Kevin Smith was trying to do with this guy, you know, that has become an asshole because, you know, of the money or whatever that's gotten to him because of his successful podcast, he just starts basically regretting the person that he's become. I understood what he was trying to do, but I understand your complaint as well.
Yeah, I didn't like Justin Long's character at all, too, but I was kind of engrossed by it, though. I mean, engrossed by what was going on.
Well, you're mostly in the cinematography.
Well, and also I like the horror. I like horror movies too.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's weird.
And I still don't understand what Michael Parks was doing when the Johnny Depp was telling the character.
It was a flashback.
The flashback scene. I still don't know what.
That's the
weirdest part. Yeah.
I don't know.
Even you don't know
that. I don't understand that scene at all, man. It's like full comedy. I remember when I saw that in theaters, someone like walked out during that scene. Like, well, that, it's just such a like bizarre moment. And it feels like almost like something from like a Woody Allen movie, but like a Woody Allen movie that was directed by Eli Roth.
It's
weird.
Yeah, and he's playing the same character, right? Michael Parks.
Yeah, his character's acting.
Or did he transfer?
Throw off Johnny Depp.
I don't know. It was so long.
He was trying to throw off Johnny Depp because he knew that the detective was onto him because he had been turning kids into walruses.
turning people into walruses. It's a strange movie, and I'm shocked that it even got made.
I'm shocked that it premiered at TIFF.
I love that it premiered at TIFF. That's fantastic.
I think if you could, you know, if you cut all the Johnny Depp stuff, I think it could have been a much better film. I could have probably recommended more.
I agree. I agree.
But it would have been much shorter too. But yeah, I think once Johnny Depp comes up with what's the character's name? Guy
LaPointe.
It's such a bizarre character. I couldn't figure out what he's doing. It reminded me of somebody like an old comedy guy or something. I couldn't figure it out what it was, but it just didn't work. It was such a broad performance,
he was doing his own thing. He was doing his own thing, and Kevin Smith was giving them absolutely no direction. Yeah, scene with him and Michael Parks, he was just letting two actors like do whatever.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's what he did with Bruce Willis and Cop Out. I mean, let them do what they want. There's no direction in that.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with a star, I mean, you got to take control, and no matter who your actor is.
I mean, you're a director. You have to have at least the direction of the story, where it's going and where this doesn't fit in with this. And you have to have at least an overall point of view of where the story's going. And I think Kevin Smith, and we should note that this is probably his first like stoner comedy. I mean, him being stoner.
Oh, the first movie he made since he started smoking weed.
Yeah, he became a iconic stoner now, and he is like iconic stoner, and this is like the first movie that. So I think he really kind of like he's a carefree guy, like he doesn't care, and he he's a much better.
Kevin Smith is a fantastic talker.
He's a personality.
Personality, yeah. I mean, when it comes writer, to okay, director,
no way,
no way. Yeah. I mean. You can't rely on that. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean,
he was more consistent in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, go stay on television, bro. I mean, at least you got a backup, professionals with you when you're working on television that's already successful.
Yeah, I mean, he's also a great podcaster.
Yeah, no, yeah.
He's a great podcaster. He's a great
But he knows his audience. I mean, Raymond's with them, right? 100%, obviously.
Raymond, what did you think of Yoga Hosers?
Yoga Hosers?
Yeah.
I think Yoga Hosers is Kevin Smith's worst movie.
Oh, okay.
I like this movie Tusk. I don't like Yoga Hosers.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I agree. I think it's his worst
movie. But it's hard because I am like a big Kevin Smith fan. It's hard for me to hate Yoga Hosers, but I definitely don't like it. Like, I would never watch that movie again. I would watch Tusk again.
We did.
In a couple of years or something like that.
When I finished watching Yoga Hosers, I go, oh, Kevin Smith, he really loves his daughter. He loves a lot of women. He loves his daughter because, I mean, he made a whole movie for her. And, you know, you can't fall for a guy who loves his daughter. I mean, Kevin Smith as Kevin Smith is a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith as a director and a filmmaker, you know. But Kevin Smith, you know, if you hear him in an interview, you can't not love the guy.
Right.
He has a great heart. He loves his friends. He loves his family. So, you know, you can't fault him for that. But when he does his movies, it's a different story when you've seen his movies. And it's unfortunate he has lost a little bit. I think he is a better TV director because he doesn't have to, like,
he's got a team with him.
Yeah. Like when he directs those CW superhero shows, it's mm-hmm. pretty good. It's really good, actually. Surprisingly good. So I think he has a career in that. But I think at this point, his film... I mean, look, Raymond, you saw Jay and Silent Bob reboot?
Yeah.
And then what's your review on that one?
Quick review.
Quick review. I had a lot of issues with it. I don't think it's as good as Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh.
But...
He's getting better, though?
But I did like the movie in a weird way. There's a like Tusk. There's a lot of monologues in it.
Mm. Well, that's like that's all his movies, you know.
Yeah, but Jane saw it.
Yeah, it's true.
And but the monologues were some of the best scenes in the movie, and they were kind of dramatic moments.
Okay, that's cool. So maybe he's learning a little bit. You know, I heard
the comedy in it didn't really land for me in Jane and Silent Bob Reboot. But the dramatic stuff did. And he said he's going to do Clerks 3 and Mallrats 2. I look forward to those. I hope those are more dramedies than straight comedies.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's... I hope that's the route, you know, the route he goes to.
Now, you already compared it to Dumb and Dumber 2, right?
Reboot?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like Dumb and Dumber 2 more than most people also. Wow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I hope he takes that road where, you know, it's less... comedy or absurdist comedy and become more drama or dramedies. I think that's probably the best thing he could do. But anyway, let's finish this up with the grade. How would you grade this, Rich?
I have to give it a... No way I'm giving it a D-. F.
Wow. Yeah. Your first F.
No, I can't do it. No. I
mean,
I walked out.
F is like destroying the film prints of this movie.
Do it.
Really?
Do it.
How dare you?
Oh, and you like the cinematography that much?
Yeah, I love the horror aspect of it, too. But...
I can't...
F.
No way.
Okay, F. Okay, F. Well...
I can't stand that fake laugh. I can't... I told you. You gotta love the...
All right, calm down. You don't have to... All right. Cool it.
I'm sorry, man.
No. Okay, I give this movie a...
I can't do it because I like Kevin Smith. I really like him, but... No, I can't. This is. I want my hour 42 minutes back.
you know how you know Kevin Smith. Like this was a whole. This movie was a big joke to him. Oh. You know that because he has and the very end of the movie, you know, during the dramatic ending, you see Justin Long as the walrus, you know, in an animal shelter.
Oh yeah. My
he's
God!
Like,
yeah.
He's still got a bunch of big gulps.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because that's.
I mean. Yeah. That's Kevin Smith. This was just a whole joke to him, and it's hard for me to really hate a movie when it's just I don't know, like this whole movie is a prank? Like an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, it's a prank.
You know what I mean? Like it's
well, I give this,
and I think it's an April Fool's joke that's executed really well for the most part. Maybe not the third act.
I'll have to give this movie a D+.
It's a horror bull. Mm-hmm.
I give it a D plus. I can't recommend it because the comedy is so bad. It's just really bad. It's god awful. So I can't recommend it. Horror aspects, it's cool. It's fascinating. If they was just stuck with the horror stuff, it could have been passable, but they didn't. So Raymond, what's your rating?
I like the movie enough. So I give it, it's not a great movie, obviously. It's an April Fool's joke movie. I give it a 6 out of 10. I can only recommend it, though, to, I guess, hardcore horror fans, the type of guys that, you know, pick up all the direct-to-DVD stuff, want to check everything out. This is something a little different, a horror movie with a lot of monologues.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so that was our review on Tusk, and also, I guess, a quick review of Yoga Hosers and some of other Kevin Smith movies. But, yeah, Richard, you hated it. Mm-hmm. I kind of can't recommend it. But Raymond kind of says, yeah, if you're a Kevin Smith fan, go for it. A hardcore Kevin Smith fan. So that was
direct-to-DVD horror movie fan.
So we'll be back with another movie to review. This is Inside Flicks. For more reviews, go to insideflicks.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with another one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cop Out wasn't F2.